A 15-acre parcel of land on the northeast corner of Central Avenue and Campbellback is up for sale. The area is considered by some to be one of the valley's most lucrative intersections for commercial and residential development. But before it became a hotspot for development, it was once the site of the Phoenix Indian School. And here to tell us more about the history of the land is Maria Dadgar, Executive Director of the Intertribal Council of Arizona. Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
So how did this piece of land come to be for sale now, up for grabs?
Well, just to summarize, for almost 100 years, there was a Phoenix, the Phoenix Indian School operated to provide education for students from tribes across the Southwest. It's part of the United States history of providing educational institutions. There were no schools on reservations by the turn of the century, and so the United States established the boarding school system. And here in the Phoenix area, we had the Phoenix Indian School, which operated for almost 100 years until it was closed by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in 1990.
So what has happened to, I know that the site, one of the sites is now sort of a visitor center that there was just a recent opening for. There's obviously Steel Indian School Park there. What happened with this particular piece of land that's now for sale?
When the United States Department of Interior, BIA, decided to close the school down, there was actually a 72-acre parcel of land there. And so when they decided to close the school down, of course, that caused a great deal of concern for tribes. Tribal leaders argued that was their only source of education for their students. There are no schools, most reservations do not have schools for children. And so they argued that closing the school would cause a deficit in being able to provide education. And so there was a legislation passed in 1988 called the 1988 Arizona-Florida Land Exchange Act. The Department of Interior went ahead with closing down the school, and then they sought land in Florida, in the Everglades area, for their own purposes. And so the company that owned the Everglades in Florida was able to swap, giving the Department of Interior Everglades land in exchange for the acreage in downtown Phoenix. This happened in 1988.
Now, the proceeds from the sale will go to the Intertribal Trust Fund and the Navajo Trust Fund. How will that money be used?
That money is essential. Still to this day, we have 22 tribes in Arizona. Tribes in Arizona control 28% of the land, but there are not a lot of educational opportunities for our American Indian students. And so the proceeds go into the trust fund, and that money is through a system of distribution goes out to tribes through a very systematic approach of dissemination, and it goes out to tribes. So about 4 tribes per year get a dissemination of funding, and it goes specifically for their educational purposes. Many have built schools on their reservation. They've created all types of educational programs, scholarships for college, many, many programs.
Maria, do you have a preference as to who buys the land or what ultimately goes there?
You know, I would say as a Native American person, and because of the historical and educational roots that the land has in my mind, many, many of the tribal leaders would love to see the land go into a company that would respect the history of that place. And so Of course, it'll go to the highest bidder, but I personally would love to see it have some type of significant historic or cultural or educational implication to it once the land is sold.
All right. That's Maria Dadgar, Executive Director of the Intertribal Council of Arizona. Maria, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.